Today is the 6th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Greetings to you this morning from Denver. I have to catch a flight, which means you have to catch a flight, right? We have to head home. We'll be able to sleep in our own beds tonight. This is good. And this should wrap up our 2010 travel itinerary, so far as I know. And that's good, too. We can settle in and prepare to finish strong and dive into the new year. So, we're reading from the English Standard Version this week. Hosea 5, 1 through 15 today. Hear this, O priests. Pay attention, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king. For the judgment is for you. For you have been a snare at Mizpah and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters have gone deep into slaughter, but I will discipline all of them. I know, Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. I know, O Ephraim, you have played the whore. Israel is defiled. Their deeds do not permit them to return to their God, for the spirit of whoredom is within them, and they know not the Lord. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Israel and Ephraim shall stumble in his guilt. Judah also shall stumble with them. With their flocks and herds they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn from them. They have dealt faithlessly with the Lord, for they have borne alien children. Now the new moon shall devour them with their fields. Blow the horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah. Sound the alarm at Beth Avon. We follow you, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall become a desolation in the day of punishment among the tribes of Israel. I make known what is sure. The princes of Judah have become like those who move the landmark. Upon them I will pour out my wrath like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in judgment, because he was determined to go after filth. But I am like a moth to Ephraim, and like dry rot to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to the great king. But he is not able to cure you or heal your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear and go away. I will carry off and no one shall rescue. I will return again to my place. Until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress, earnestly seek me. Coming quickly on the heels of John's first letter is 2 John, the second epistle of John, written shortly after he wrote his first letter, and probably to the same people he wrote the first letter to. This letter was probably written from Ephesus, where John spent the latter years of his life, and was written to encourage and strengthen the church against the false doctrine that was so pervasive around them, and to remind them that they needed to guard themselves against these false doctrines and live in truth and love in contrast to these false teachings. This is all true today. There are plenty of false doctrines around us, plenty of things to be seduced by, and it is very important that we walk in truth and love, guarding ourselves as we carry forward the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we begin today. 2 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. The elder, to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly to find some of you children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves, so that you may not lose what we have worked for, but may win a full reward. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting, for whoever greets him takes part in his wicked works. Though I have much to write to you, I would rather not use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come to you and talk face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your elect sister greet you. Psalm 125, 1 through 5. The Lord surrounds his people. A song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Proverbs 29, 9 through 11. If a wise man has an argument with the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet. Bloodthirsty men hate one who is blameless and seek the life of the upright. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done here in Colorado this time, in all of the men's lives. And I pray over these men who have returned yesterday and are returning today, including myself, as we go home, that we carry forth what has been planted into our hearts. And so that's my specific prayer, but I pray, Lord, over this vast community, this family far-flung, wrapped around the world, known as the Daily Audio Bible Family, as we contemplate the Advent season, the Christmas season, your coming, as we contemplate your love this week, and how vast and deep that love is to leave your home in heaven and bind yourself to a physical form and grow and live among us as we do and lay your life down on our behalf. How deep your love for us. It is beyond what we can comprehend. We thank you. We praise you for your grace and mercy over our lives. And we ask that you lead us forward. We long to finish this year strong. And so we are committed to your word. We will not forego feasting upon your word each day and allow our spirits to starve. And we ask that you feed us what we need for our spirits to thrive and proceed through the remainder of this year and into the new year strong, with clear direction, with a clear head and a clear heart before you. We ask this, Father, in your Son's name, the name of Jesus, the beautiful name of our Savior. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, as you know, so come in and check it out. The Flickr has sort of all the pictures and videos and stuff from the weekend here in Colorado with the Wild at Heart Advance group. As for me, it's time to head back to Tennessee. Early morning flights are not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some of you actually dig it. You morning folks. I'm not a morning folk. I don't know why that is. I'm a late night folk. So yeah, these morning flights are sometimes killers. But the good news, the good part of that, at least for me, and this is trivia that you probably don't need to know and probably don't care about. But if you do, and will suffer me, I can sleep anywhere. So I'm going to board the flight and hopefully find some seat by a window in the back. And I've got this little blow-up pillow, nice little gray blow-up pillow. And I'm going to wrap it around my neck and I'm going to go night-night. So I look forward to being with you tomorrow from the great state of Tennessee and the rolling hills south of Nashville. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website right on the homepage. You won't be able to miss it if you go to the homepage. It'll be apparent, very apparent on the left-hand side. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. In case you were wondering, that's where the rolling hills of Tennessee are. They're not just there, of course, but that's part of them. And let's see, the store is it seems to be busy, so your Daily Audio Bible goodies are available at the Daily Audio Bible store for Christmas time. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. All right, that is it from Colorado. I will see you all back in the South tomorrow. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Yes, hi, my name is Sherry, and I'm calling from South Carolina. And I want to call in a prayer request for my boss's wife, Barbara Pratt. She's having surgery tomorrow. Tomorrow will be November 24th. She was diagnosed with breast cancer and has been through her chemotherapy treatment, and so now they're going to do the surgery and do a double mastectomy. And so I'm just asking for prayers for her, and I'm also asking for prayers for my boss. His name is Sammy Pratt. Her name is Barbara, in case I didn't mention that, and just pray for him. She's excited to have the surgery and to be almost done with all of her treatment, and they're both believers, and so we just pray for God's healing. And just pray to give him strength to encourage her and for him to get through it, too. Thank you very much. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family and new friends. This is Laura from Indiana. And I'm just calling because I'm pretty brokenhearted. I've been through a lot. And I don't really have anyone else to turn to. I feel like such a burden. Such a burden to my family, and a lot's gone on, and I'm a very private person, so this has been very hard just to call. I've thought about calling for quite some time, and really the only true friend I've had in the past year has been the Daily Audio Bible, which I was so happy to find in July and started listening to from the beginning, and I'm almost completely caught up now. It's been amazing and such a comfort. And I thank you all for your prayers when you call in, because it lets me know that I'm not alone. I love our Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. I've never loved anyone or anything as much. But things are hard. Things are very hard. And he knows why. I've been sick for almost 13 years now. It's kept me from doing the things that everyone else gets to do. Have the fun that everyone else gets to have. Have the family, the marriage, the house, the picket fence, whatever it is. I understand that maybe God has a different calling for my life and that I need to come to terms with that and be at peace about that, but it's hard. Currently, don't have any close friends around here because I decided to wholeheartedly, 100%, give myself to the Lord, and those that I was still friends with just didn't like it. They weren't Christians and they didn't understand. I tried to witness to them and I tried to, you know, explain, but they just couldn't stick around. And I know that God takes us from situations and puts us in new situations, so I'm trusting him with that. There's been a lot happen, and so I guess I'm just asking you all to pray for healing. God knows why. God knows the things that are wrong. He knows the things that have happened to me. I was raped when I was 19 and deeply impacted the personal relationships I've had with other people and how I've lived my life. I've been able to help other people because of it, but I need healing myself in order to move forward. That's all I can ask is pray for my healing bodily, mentally, emotionally, just in every way, and that people would come into my life that I could share the Lord with and that would love the Lord just as much as I do, if not more. Just complete healing, and I'll leave it at that. And God knows the desires of our heart. I thank you all for your prayers, and I thank you all for your post on the forum, and thank you, Brian, for continuing to do what you do. It changed my life for the better. God bless you all, and thank you for listening. Have a good night. Bye.